Welcome to Preston Super Show. Today, I have the best betting guide on the planet. The MLB, NBA, and NHL weekly watch list / betting guide for April 8th through the 15th. But I am going to include one game for tonight, the 7th. Happy Sunday to you. Before we get going on a wonderful, tremendous week, let's talk about who's hot in baseball. The Atlanta Braves. 6-2 after their win today. First in the NL East Division. They are the number one team at going over the total coming into that game. After they dropped to the fourth. That's how close it is at the top for cashing overs right now. A record of 5-2-1. Cashing at a 71.4% rate. It's odd to talk about strength of schedule this early in the season, so that's exactly what I will do. According to Tankathon.com, Atlanta currently has the easiest strength of schedule, dipping below 500 to 457, with 154 baseball games remaining this year. The Atlanta Braves begin a four-game series against the New York Mets on Monday through Thursday. Then the Atlanta Braves visit the Miami Marlins for a three-game series on Friday through Sunday afternoon. Watch the Atlanta Braves this week. One of their best pitchers in Spencer Strider was sent to IL, and that is going to open up a lot more opportunities or overs to cash against these two teams they're facing who are beginning to pick up the slack. Then we move over to the NBA, and the odd man pick of the week is the Philadelphia 76ers. I mean, come on now. This team has banded together through adversity. They have the easiest strength of schedule remaining with four games left in the regular season, according to Tankathon. Simply put, the 76ers' strength of schedule has dipped way below 500 to .348. They visit the San Antonio Spurs tonight on Sunday before they host the Detroit Pistons on Tuesday, the Orlando Magic on Friday, and Brooklyn Nets on Sunday. This is a team that's 42-35. They excel against the spread, where they rank third among all NBA teams, with a 44-34 record, cashing at a 56.4% clip. Watch the Philadelphia 76ers close out the season strong before the NBA playoffs begin, just right around the corner. Moving on to the NHL pick of the week to finish everything up, and where I really like the 76ers is against the spread, because those teams they're playing, yes, they may fight hard, but like you look at the Spurs, their season's in turmoil. It's over. Everything they tried has failed. They can talk about, you know, Wembanyama as much as they want. It doesn't change anything. They're a bad basketball team. So when you look at the facts, the proof is in the pudding, and you have to get real with those things, you know, like get real. Those teams are going to have a hard time keeping up with the 76ers in all of those games. It does get much better at the Brooklyn Nets. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. The Orlando Magic, you know, you have to give them credit, because that's just a team that no one really talks about or cares about. A couple fans here and there that come and murmur a little something. But other than that, man, the Orlando Magic, who are you? You know, so we move on to the New York Islanders. And I've talked about the Magic. You know I have. But it's just a matter of what have you done for me lately, you know? And when you're keeping receipts, you could see. So the New York Islanders are 35-27-15. They're on a four-game win streak. The New York Islanders have reclaimed the last NHL playoff spot heading into today. And now everything can change. But for the time being, they have taken that spot. but they need to finish out the season strong. And they have plenty of opportunities to help us make some bread, because I don't even know if they can make the playoffs, but I know they can make us some bread. And we don't want a dry loaf. We have to sprinkle a little bit of sugar in the batch, flip the lights on in this freaking place. So the New York Islanders host the New York Rangers on Tuesday, the Montreal Canadiens on Thursday, and they visit their crosstown rival, the New York Rangers, on Saturday. From my perspective and analysis, the over is the best place to be when the Islanders play this week. They have a winning record going over the total goals scored this season with a 40-32-4 record, those four pushes. The secret sauce for the Rangers game on Saturday is against the spread. When the Islanders are away, they have a winning record against the spread of 22-17. That's that Rangers game on Saturday I'm circling. Pay attention to that. The rest of them I like overs in, especially against the Canadiens, because the Canadiens can score, but they have no defense. I've never seen a hockey team that really just doesn't have any get up on defense like them. Few teams are out there and their defense is just not that great. But I mean, for the Canadiens, I just watched them get walked down this weekend. So that's definitely what spawned me looking at the Islanders, knowing they have them coming up. And then the Rangers, both those games will be tough, but that's New York versus New York. That's fun to watch. And that completes the weekly watch list for this week. And I thank you for tuning in, hearing me out. And let's go make some money, everybody. God bless you. Just like the hands of time, I'm turning it over to you. Good night and God bless. Palms 37.4 KGV.